Call this meeting to order, the Houghton Community Council. Could we have roll call, please?
Kelly Curtis?
Here.
Brian Gothrop?
Here.
Bill Goggins?
Here.
John Kapler?
Here.
Betsy Pringle?
Here.
Elsie Weber?
Here.
Rick Whitney?
Here. So we've got a very brief agenda tonight. After our approval of the minutes, we've got councilmember reports, then requests from the audience, and then we have the pro-con committee appointments for the Houghton Community Council 2017 ballot measure. We are going to add on one discussion item, and it's basically just to discuss how we're going to react and proceed with the residential suites issue that has been added into the Houghton Neighborhood Center recommendation by the City Council. At least they want us to, and we'll talk. John will probably do most of the presentation on this, but at any rate, we have an additional job assigned to us for how we're going to proceed on that. And that will be added on to new business item B. So with that, we've got some minutes to approve. And let me, you know, we historically have had this business of making a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes. And, you know, the agenda itself says reading and or approval of the minutes. Mm. The reading is optional. And I would like to, just from this point forward, with you guys' concurrence, just say we will always, as a policy, not even bother with the reading of the minutes unless somebody specifically requests it. Anybody disagree with that? Okay, so we're not going to mess with that. So let's just go straight to the approval of the minutes, starting with the March 27th meeting. Do we have any additions or corrections to that? If not, would someone care to move for the approval of those minutes?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor of approving the minutes to the March 27th, 2017 meeting minutes, please say aye.
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 Next, we have April 24th minutes. Any additions or corrections? Okay, there's a typo on 7B. The sentence there says, it was agreed the HCC would decide whether to interview applicants.
Good catch.
And I don't think we're interviewing the interviews. So we would strike the second to interview. Other than that, it looked fine to me. So I would entertain a motion to approve subject to that correction.
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed. Okay. And finally, the May 15th minutes. Any additions or corrections? If not, could I have a motion to approve the May 15th minutes, please?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, minutes are approved. Great. Council member reports, comments. Kelly, you want to tell us anything about your study?
I'm still on the Housing Strategy Committee.
Yeah.
We're meeting once a month. We're still in due diligence phase. Last meeting, we had a number of developers come in and talk to us about issues, not just developers, but low-income housing developers as well. And soon we will be doing focus groups.
Okay. Yeah, have you gotten any kind of feedback on the survey yet?
We haven't seen the feedback.
We
did get 1,300 responses, which is good, but
wow,
we haven't seen the feedback.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Is okay. It closed?
It is closed.
Yeah. So more to follow then.
Yes.
Thank you for your service on that committee. I hope it's going. You're enjoying the
yeah,
time.
Cool. I'm learning a lot.
Are you? You going to become a developer?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. So, any other council member reports or comments? I'm going to add a couple things. Number one, Paul Stewart is going to join us after the meeting for a little celebration of his service to our committee or to the Houghton Community Council and to the city. So
tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
Yay.
Yeah. I got a hold of him, told him that we've got a short agenda and this would be a great night, and he said he's in. So I'm going to text him as soon as we're done and we have a place to meet. The other thing And just for the record, we do this totally on a social basis. There is absolutely no business conducted. And that's the truth. The other thing, I did talk to Laura Hine, and she already had made commitments. She's got a sister coming in. They're together today, and there was no way she could make it. So I tried, but we'll continue trying to get Laura. We're going to, Brian has requested that we take a quick photo after the meeting of the current council. He wants to, for the website, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially before Elsie leaves.
So, yeah, exactly. So everybody hang around. He's going to run out and get his official camera and or phone.
I left my phone in the car. So.
So, that'll just take a minute. And then the last thing is I want to remind you guys that the deadline for your candidate statement is Friday, August 4th.
And the photo.
Yeah, and photo, yeah. So you definitely need to have that in if you haven't already done it, so that we're looking real. So with that, we'll move on to work program review. This is a little bit of a problem because there's no staff represented, and I have been in communication with them. One thing I can tell you for certain is that we do plan on having a joint meeting in August with the Planning Commission. The date is still uncertain whether it'll be our date or their date, but we will plan to have that joint meeting and a public hearing related to the issue, unless it goes to September. I guess that's a possibility, but my understanding is that we were going to try to shoot for August. That's to be determined. So as soon as that information is certain, I'm sure they'll get us an email out to let us know.
Our calendar has a September 28th.
That's another. That's for the comp plan, and so we do have that. Now that, by the way, has I requested that we have for the last year at least always been having our joint meetings on the Planning Commission's date, and I said the concept originally was. We were going to alternate.
Yeah.
We were going to alternate on who's going to host these things, and it's kind of morphed into it's always on the date of the Planning Commission. So I said this date doesn't – personally, it was a little selfish because I'm already gone, and I'm on a hike that weekend that I leave Thursday, and I won't be around, and it's been planned for 6 months. So I just said I can't do it, and so you can just schedule it for Monday, our regular meeting date, the 20th.
For the record, it's more difficult for me as well.
Just for Thursday?
Any other day than our regular Monday. I mean, I can get it,
right.
But it's a lot more difficult for me to
well,
get to.
Well, good. And that's two good reasons to stick it to Monday. Oh, Bill?
I'll be in Tokyo on the Planning Commission day.
Excuses.
No,
you'll be here for the whole community council, but not...
Before I'll be gone.
Perfect. Okay, so we can't make it. And I essentially said it's time to have it on our date anyway, so this will just solidify it. They were going to check with the Planning Commission to make sure that it worked for them. So, but it doesn't work for us, so we're going to have it on our date. Anyway, that's what I know about the work program. Any other? So we'll keep checking your email account to the city to check on dates and... We'll let you know as soon as we have that certain.
Well, Angela did say in response to Lisa McConnell's letter to us that September 25th was hearing on the
potential
on residential
suites. Because
suites.
That's what I had said. That I said the 20th, yeah. So
okay. So that wouldn't be the comp plan. That would be the residential suites.
We'll, and if that's the case, maybe they're going to try to combine them and do both, which would be a little ambitious. I don't know. Because I know that had been designated for the comp plan. Yeah.
But it sounded like there was going to be an opportunity for public comment. And would August be too soon to announce public comment?
It's going to depend upon how quickly and effectively they are at disseminating information on residential suites to the community. And so if they're not able to do that, in that kind of time frame, then September
then
makes more sense.
September.
And then it's really just an issue of whether or not City Council, who's been pushing the time on this, that they can agree with that.
Yeah.
So we'll just see. All right. That's what I know about the work program. We have an opportunity for members of the audience to address us. Anybody care to comment? Or I see our pro person out there. Do you want to say any words on how much you like us before we decide to appoint you, Molly?
Well, this meeting was my dear friend.
Okay, you should be. If you're going to say anything, you should come up to the mic.
My name is Molly Working, and I live at 5215 111th Avenue Northeast in Kirkland. As I started to say, Phyllis Needy was my dear friend, and if I did not come forth to do this, she would come after me. I'm shocked, though, that I'm the only person.
So am I.
Yeah.
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 So I would appreciate, I don't know what assistance I have from you.
You know, Molly, I think that it won't be a problem to find people who are familiar with the process. There's conflict of interest. We're not supposed to be part of the process, but there are people who could be
from someplace.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. And starting point is just look at previous voters' pamphlet statements in favor of, and that's the starting point. And then, but I think we can find you some.
Molly, other. Do you have any previous voters' pamphlets?
I don't have them with me. I'm sure I can look for them.
I think you have some at home because I have a stack of them.
And I would say you might want to talk to Lisa McConnell or, you know, stop at the CHNA people. Cause
yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
That's
and Anna.
Yeah, we're all in this together, huh?
Right.
Right.
And as my husband said as I was leaving, remember, local government is the best type.
Yeah.
So I really feel strongly about that.
Thank you, Molly.
Wonderful.
We really appreciate you stepping up.
We do.
Okay, anyone else care to address us? No? Then we have new business, which is a good segue.
Rick, before we move on, I do have a question about this pro-con statement.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm reading this memo. And the sentence isn't clear to me. Members of the committee should not be drawn from the legislative authority of the jurisdiction sponsoring the ballot measure. What does that mean?
Well, I think the legislative authority is us. We're the legislative authority.
That's what I assumed,
yeah,
but
members.
It was an awkward way to
it
say
is, yeah,
it.
It is, yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you say members can't be of the Houghton or of the municipality? Okay. Yeah. Well, I had my lawyer read it, and he was like, what? So, okay, so it's saying we can't write the pro-con statement.
I think it's simply, that's just a fancy way of saying that we can't write our own statement.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And that we can't help them write it.
Right. We can facilitate other people who may be of assistance. So, with that, let me get out my little. We have only two people who have applied, one for the pro, one for the con. So I guess that's makes it pretty simple. That's why there's no interview process.
Does anybody know the con person? Why he hates us?
I've read his blogs. You can look him up online.
Okay.
Dan Ryan.
Are you here by chance representing Dan?
I am not. No, I'm there for the city clerk's office. It's our item, and so I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
Where does the person that... are you talking negative?
No, that's right. You don't have to be a resident of Houghton to be on a... No, absolutely not. In fact, historically, it's been people outside of Houghton who have represented the con statements. Well, you can be of assistance to Molly. So, yeah. And, you know, that's a good point. Because, Anna, if it wasn't clear to you and you're as astute as anybody, then that means that there's probably a lot of people who are confused about whether or not they were even eligible to be on this. So I think that's a good point.
Didn't Mr. Spangler write it last time?
Yeah.
Right. You know, I could say drafted by the entire Everest neighborhood.
So with that, there really isn't too much discussion. I would say it's pretty simple, straightforward, that we should be appointing these people to be responsible for preparing those statements.
Do we need a motion?
Well, we will need a motion. I just want to open up for discussion in case anybody has any contrary ideas about this, but it seems pretty black and white. And if so, then yeah, a motion to approve.
I move that we approve the appointees.
Second.
Okay, so it has been moved and seconded to appoint Molly Working to the PRO Committee, advocating approval of the Houghton Community Council's continued existence, and to appoint Dan Ryan to the CON Committee. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. So we've taken care of that. And the last thing, as I said, we're going to add an item on our agenda. I'm ahead of myself here. I missed one of the things. No, I'm good. So with that, I don't know if you guys have followed the process that the HENC recommendations have gone and how the City Council has moved on it. But the City Council decided to kick back to us and the Planning Commission the possibility. They want us to consider. They're not seeking necessarily that we approve this, but they at least want consideration of residential suites on either the city-owned property and or the property just to the north, which has been
is that historically the Taco property? The Taco
no,
guy property?
No, 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 no.
Those two.
These are the properties to the west. They're on they're right adjacent
where
to
the apartments are, or the city
exactly
owned.
The apartments.
Oh,
and,
I thought they were already deciding to do. I thought they had already put in a permit.
And they have, and that was done just to secure his approval of the lots, as is subject to the critical areas ordinances that were in effect at the time, because those changed just before he, or just after they changed, and he didn't want to be subject to the new ordinances if he was going to sell them off his lots. And he pretty much resigned himself to doing that. Eric Shields had said in his mind it was a done deal.
That's Doug.
So.
He never wanted residential
suites. Whatever, yeah.
No, but what he really wanted to do was, and we're talking Waddell, Doug Waddell, from the way back when we were doing the neighborhood plan, he felt strongly that he would like to see some sort of multifamily use of that site, because if you're going to do it anywhere in Houghton, that's as likely of a place as any to do it. He thought it needed to be it should be apartments or maybe condos, I don't know, but the, and so that, in his mind, only penciled out if he was to get four or five stories, five preferably, four maybe. When that didn't happen, that's when he took the action to secure himself for being able to get the highest, best value he could, selling it off as single-family lots.
So, Rick, do we know, because I haven't read the city's opinion, they're looking at just those two spots, and they would also raise the height or keep it within the three stories?
Within the three stories.
Density
yeah.
only.
Yeah, strictly a density
and
issue.
Because residential suites is a specific use.
Right.
What exactly are residential suites? Is it long-term housing?
No, it's mini apartments. It's the, you know, they're like 150
oh, like
to 250
suites. Like they have on 85th. Or
those are residential
that,
suites.
That's what they call residential suites.
Where they share a common space. And
exactly, yeah.
Do
yeah.
the regulations state, and I guess we can get into this later, but do the regulations state, because one of the concerns we had originally had about the residential units was some of them were like month-to-month leases. But that is that part of the regulation, or can you have a longer-term lease in a residential? Do you know if that's part of it?
I am not certain, and that's certainly something that will come up in the process, yeah. There's a lot of questions about how they're managed and how you control the parking. That's a big issue and so on. These are all things that we need to – If you know, they just said we want you to at least consider it, give us your recommendation, evaluate the pros and cons. I will tell you that I got a call from one of the council members Monday afternoon, just before they met, asking me what our position was, and I said, well, we didn't really consider it. I mean, it wasn't something that was part of our process, and so we don't have a position. And so he said, well, then would you have a problem with at least considering? I says, well, if you guys give us that assignment, as long as there's a public process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's really where we're at, is now we're going back only for that specific issue, whether or not to allow or recommend residential suites on one or the other, either of those properties, either and or.
But not?
Not for the entire HNC.
Yeah, but even not the one guy who wanted the residential?
Jeff
not,
Newell?
No. Not on his side.
Does that seem fair? I mean.
This is the city council's direction. They felt that those two properties were the only ones that they really wanted to consider. It's still, if you remember, they allowed the Arete development as kind of a
test pilot program
to see how it worked. Mm-hmm. And I think so far they're feeling real good about it. In fact, they just presented an award to Robert Pantley for the development, mm-hmm. Smart Housing or something. So they're open to consideration. That doesn't mean that that site is or isn't suitable. There's differences, you know, between the two sites. Mm-hmm. Access to public housing or public transportation isn't the same. You know, issues. There's various things to consider. But I think it's worth at least going through the process and coming up with pros and cons rather than just saying, well, we didn't consider it, so it's not a possibility. And I think that's not, even though it's late in the process, if they're willing to allow enough additional time to get the public input before any recommendations made, then I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think people just need to get educated very quickly on what that means.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the education part needs to happen very quickly so people can consider it fairly.
And I think the first step in that education was when I reached out to Rick after the city council meeting regarding a thought I had that I'd like to present to you all, the rest of the Houghton Council members, that I would like to suggest we do as a unified group, and that is prepare for publication in the local newspaper what the process was, what our position is, why our position is what it is, and discuss it very succinctly to get across two points in my mind. Number one, the misconstrued idea that the existing zoning is less dense than the proposed zoning, because it's not. The existing zoning today is unlimited. And if you go over 35 feet, we reduce that zoning. And then the second was that absolutely positively for us to review this again, it's got to be a clear, transparent, and open process that the public is involved in. So as a unified statement, the Houghton Community Council plants their flag. And I'm reacting to that because we've gotten a tremendous amount of emails on this subject. And lately, they have turned the corner and said, how could you make this more dense? And so right away, I'm realizing that the facts have been misconstrued, and I think this is an opportunity for us to straighten them out. Rick and I met. We chatted and thought it was important to include the Houghton Community Council's collaboration with the Central Neighborhood Association and the Everest Neighborhood Association. And as a unified front, we were trying to do everything we could to listen to the citizens' concerns and compromise with the planning department and the city council to make this work for most needs. And so we had a quick conversation with the chairs from those two neighborhoods. They provided a little bit of input as well. I today have prepared sort of a draft letter that is sitting on my printer, and since there's not staff here, we can't use the printer in here. So if you'd like, I could read it or I could email it.
This is the letter to whom?
This is the draft letter that I prepared that I would like to say, I think this or something like this, because you all need to have input in this.
Yeah.
So this isn't something, let's approve this tonight. I guess tonight it's conceptually, I think we ought to do this. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, since we can't print it here, I don't know how we do it with email, because we're not supposed to have a meeting on email.
How long is it?
It's 250 words.
So what you read it?
Actually,
can you help us print it?
I don't know what
Well, I'll tell you what. Can I email it to you real quick, and you just run to your desk?
Yeah, I have my email address right here.
Okay.
So, John, can I get clear on, it sounds like you're feeling like there is an existing misconception regarding the density that is allowed now and what we have agreed to in the process we went through, and that you want to clear up that misconception because you are concerned that then introducing the residential suite thing into the mix is going to make people, I think what I need to understand is we have like that 48th unit that we put in, right? With 48 for square foot.
48 units per acre.
Per acre, yeah.
If they go from 30 feet to 35 feet.
So I guess I'm just wondering, residential suites might even fit in there.
They don't fit in that.
How badly do they not?
On Doug Waddell's property, we ended up unlimited density on Doug Waddell's property. That's where it's at right now.
Really?
30-foot height limit, unlimited zoning. Our council recommended 48 units per acre.
If it went up.
The Planning Commission was pretty firm on unlimited density, and we discussed it and decided we would not make that a veto position, so it reverted into unlimited density because Doug Waddell already had a permit submitted. Unlimited density does not mean residential suites, because residential suites is a very specific land use designation that does not fit within unlimited density. So they cannot build those micro units. Now, they could build all studio units, about 400 to 550 square feet. Square feet. About a 400 to 550 square foot unit is a studio unit. That is a multifamily designation that's allowed in unlimited density. But the 150 square foot micro residential suite is not. It's its own specific use, and it is not allowed in unlimited density.
So, and how would we handle the traffic studies in something that quickly? Or would we not do a traffic study for the micro units because people aren't supposed to have cars? Is that?
Well, it didn't really seem like it would impact it that much.
However, they don't have cars.
I think the answer is all of that would have to be part of the clear and transparent process. It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be part of the process. And so that have to get piggybacked onto the 6th Street Corridor study, which is not yet finished, that goes all the way past the college, all the way up to Kirkland Urban. That whole 6th Street study is not quite finished yet, so it would have to get woven into that.
And I'm curious why they're wanting it here. And not in a couple other places that seem more logical.
The conversation started by Councilmember Asher making the comment, hey, what about this property that the city owns? It's a wonderful opportunity for affordable housing. How do we do that?
Yeah.
Perhaps we should look at these residential suites on the city property. We left it at that.
Okay.
Then the next meeting, which happened last Tuesday, that grew into a little larger conversation with the council about where are these residential suites appropriate? Should they fit here? Should they? And then it boiled down to, let's have a motion to have the Houghton Community Council and Planning Commission look at, not we're suggesting do it, not that we want them to do it, we simply want them to look at it, for the city site only. That passed unanimously.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had a second motion to extend that study to the Doug Waddell property next door. That motion passed with two no's, which were Dave Asher himself and John Pascal. Those two voted no on that motion.
Why?
Because they thought it was appropriate for the city property only.
Okay.
And the other council members thought that it might be appropriate and that we should study it for a bigger area. But only those two places.
But John, I think... 106 is, it was pretty much decided that nothing needed to be done to our street. And
did
boy,
I say
you put 106th
Street Corridor? My apologies, 108th Street Corridor.
Oh. The 6th Street corridor.
The 6th Street corridor.
You said 6th, but 106th is by Waddell's.
Right.
You get a possibility of sticking all of that in there. That's going to really impact that residential street. So
that will be part of the discussion and evaluation.
Yeah, I just want to get it out front.
Totally, yeah.
And so then back to the idea of the letter, it was simply to say a lot of this is going back and forth. Let's just say, number one, the existing density is unlimited. We're opposing, or we are suggesting a 5-foot increase to limit the density, hoping the carrot of the 5 feet is enough that they'll do that and limit the density as opposed to building it 30 feet with unlimited density. And then the other is to just absolutely put on the table, this will absolutely be clear and open process. It has to be. Mm-hmm. It has to be.
After everybody's invested. Absolutely. So much time.
And I'm hoping that the citizens will appreciate that from us as opposed to bury it on a city email. That was my thought. So,
but saying that, I just want to throw out that August is a difficult time to get good public input.
It really is. It's the worst time, and then kids going back to school. Yeah. And
So maybe we do it in September, and that's
I think we push for September.
It has to be September.
And the other thing I was going to add, I'm looking at the packet from June 22nd, and there was some traffic study on the residential suite, so they are starting to pull those numbers together. Okay. And it does say estimated average, where is it? 4.5 residential suites generate the same number of PM peak traffic as one average multifamily unit.
Yeah, we'll be getting into a lot more detail on that.
Thank you.
The original thought that John had was that we get he was expecting there to be an article in the Kirkland Reporter, and that we would get to have input with the reporter, and so we were going to have a conference call and or in-person meeting with John, me, Anna, and Larry, and that we would all have that chance to make sure that he's they're representing what's the process and our position accurately. And then they were open to that. We had something tentatively open to meet with a reporter, but then I said, well, maybe we can get a guest editorial, which gives us more prominent position and more control over what's being said. And so that's the editor just agreed to do that today.
I like that.
And so that's where we're at. We're going to have a guest editorial, and it'll be probably not this week, but the following week when it'll be in there. So, John, did you get your
She's
draft?
Printing it, and like I said, the Houghton chair and the Everest chair were kind enough to help us with some thoughts. You're probably the most grammatical person that could assist with to make sure that we're, you know, saying things properly and that sort of thing. But I swung the bat to the best of my ability. So.
Yes.
Can you guys define the residential suite compared to the studio? What's the difference? What's the technical
size? The studio, as John said, a studio apartment is typically like 400 or 500 square feet, and these residential suites probably average somewhere in the 200 to 250 range.
Or 150.
Yeah, they go as small as 150. I'm just saying on average.
Do they have a bathroom and a kitchen and everything?
No.
No, they have a
common. No, it's common. They have common facilities. Actually, I take that back. The typical residential suite that I've seen a few, they typically will have a really small bathroom and this little small living space that has space for a bed and maybe a tiny kitchenette. That's the typical layout that I've seen. But your main cooking areas and living areas are outside of your suite. There's a lot of common area that you share.
More like a dormitory.
It's pretty much like a dormitory or fraternity or sorority. That's what it is.
But for non-college people.
Yeah, for non-college people.
We'll be learning a lot about it, to be continued when we get into the process. So.
Yeah, I don't see that as a good low-income kind of
Well, Bill,
choice, because you're like segregating the low income into living differently than other people live.
Okay, you're prejudicing yourself, which you don't want to be. You want to keep an open mind. Seriously, I mean, I don't know much about it, but I do know enough that I think it's, even though you may be attracting, or it may be more expensive than low income, you're still providing a much more affordable, the whole concept, this is all about providing more affordable housing. And this is a market rate way to provide affordable housing. And so that's why they're still trying to push for that, because we'll be losing it otherwise. You're converting a 40-unit apartment complex, which is true affordable housing, into 12 mega mansions. So,
well, that's, I don't think they classify as mega mansions.
Well, whatever.
Mini mansions.
Maybe just
mini mansions. Yeah, actually, you're right. Mini mansions.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Jeff Knowles wondered where the taco truck is over in that area to do that.
Yes.
And we said absolutely no. What?
Well, to clarify, we didn't say no. What we
but that
said
was a long time ago. That was not
was
part of this process.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. And it was when the city was just then entering into doing a pilot program for that
right.
one site. And so it wasn't appropriate for us to be even, well it wasn't.
I mentioned it because I was thinking, he'll probably be pretty upset.
Well, the city council is driving the bus on this.
Yeah, not us, but
yeah.
I wanted to know.
Sure, no, saw. Everybody's aware of that. So... where are we at on the letter?
She's coming.
Empty-handed.
She's empty-handed.
Okay, having said that, you guys, I John can read it, I can read it, but I don't think that we have to have an absolute final version. If we agree conceptually to the message and we don't change it substantively, but only maybe modify some grammar or the way it's laid
out.
Well,
hopefully, they've got an editor at the paper who will do proofreading and that sort of thing.
Well, I think I've got a couple little minor edits.
Yeah.
But as long as we're in agreement on that this is the way that we should proceed, it's a good idea to communicate.
It's a good
idea. And I'm giving John full credit for this. He was the one that came up with the idea and got us together on this.
Is he going to read it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I think you should.
Recently, the City Council has been reviewing changes to the city's comprehensive plan and zoning for the Houghton Everest Neighborhood Center. The plan amendments and rezone is a result of an extensive process that updated the Central Houghton Neighborhood Plan from 2015. The Kirkland City Council was presented with the plan, Planning Commission's and the Houghton Community Council's recommendation for the plan amendments and zoning change. One item specifically requested by Kirkland City Council prior to final adoption was to have the Planning Commission and Houghton Community Council re-examine the appropriateness of including residential suites within specific locations of the HENC planning area. The Houghton Community Council felt it important to outline the sequence of events, the results of their recommendations to the Planning Commission, and the City Council to clarify the differences between the existing zoning and the proposed rezoning. The Houghton Community Council has received an enormous amount of emails from the neighborhoods served by the Houghton Everest Neighborhood Center. These emails primarily were concerned by an increase in the traffic that was driven by density. Our hope is to show that we, the Houghton Community Council, judiciously reviewed all the concerns and appropriately conceived our recommendations. Our desires are to follow the intent of the current Houghton neighborhood plan, work with the adjacent neighbors by including results from their neighborhood plans, and listening to their input to provide zoning that would address the needs of the community, as well as the Sixth Street study prepared concurrently with the HENC planning purposes. The Kirkland City Council has requested that the HCC and the PC that we study the residential suites again in a very specific limited area. It is important that the Houghton Community Council makes this transparent and open process for the community to participate. Please look for additional information from the city as to upcoming meetings on this topic. Links to the web serves can be found at www. And below is a comparative chart that lists the existing zoning and the new proposed zoning in a succinct and compatible table.
Sounds good.
And then we have those charts and they are accurate?
So the
process.
The charts, as you recall, that we read through were 30 or 40 pages woven through. Angela and I spent an hour on Friday and an hour today, and she and I both said, you know, we do this for a living, and this is freaking hard. And so what it really boiled down to us is what's the density, what's the coverage, what's the height, what's the bulk, what's the mass, what's the setbacks, how big are the sidewalks, and that's essentially it. And the rest of it's in the details and the zoning. Just a simple comparison. It's got to be super succinct. Super succinct.
Yeah.
And what I just read was 250 words, and Rick said they like no more than 500, so yeah. It's half of a normal full article. And I thought the chart would be about that big on a piece in the newspaper. I mean, it can't really be any bigger than that, or they won't read it. One column wide and maybe 3 inches big. Or we put a web link to it, and we put it on the Houghton Community Council page.
The
Kirkland Reporter said that they would also link it to their website as well. Yeah. So the table will be in one way or the other.
Yeah, it should be linked to both things.
Well, hopefully it'll get in the paper.
Well, it should.
Yeah. I mean the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if it's simple, I think they'll do
it. I think people need to be but the city is not asking for a height increase. And I think
they're not asking for it.
Because that was such a huge piece of this. Density was huge, but the height increase was also huge. Regardless of density, I think people did not want to see five stories there. So I don't know if just a sentence in there that this would be...
That we did not recommend five stories?
You said this would be a comparison. So just so people know that the addition of residential suites would not entail increase height limit or something like that, just so that we don't get people really upset over the five stories again.
But yeah.
Because it's mostly just the density that this is gonna be density in front.
Yeah.
I think that's really good.
Just because I see some letters about the five stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had one. That was one of the most recent letters.
Yeah.
How could you possibly allow five stories?
Yeah. Where is the input been? It's I have a couple thoughts.
Done deal.
When Bill?
Go ahead, Kelly.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, go, Kelly.
You said the Houghton Community Council felt, and I feel like that it's not really past tense. We're still in the process of feels. I heard you say something about the hundreds of emails. Did you put in there about the public comment and how we had hundreds of people at our public comment night? So I would just talk about
public hearings.
Public hearing, not just the emails.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know if all of that is relevant because really
What my point is that there was a long process with a lot of public outreach, and that we did hear from people in multiple ways. And then I like the idea of a chart, but if someone is going to be reading this quickly, if we can have some sentence in the body of the letter that says, and I don't have the words for this, but says succinctly what we were trying to accomplish and what we walked away from. With what we walked away with.
You mean the compromises with the Planning Commission?
Yeah. What our goals were. You know, our goals were not to downzone any property owners. To listen to our neighbors, to evaluate traffic impact, neighbor or school impact, and these are the compromises or these are the decisions we made.
And that we're also looking at the school population.
Right.
I think maybe... specify that's still something that we need to look at.
Yeah.
And to keep the views and beauty of the special area.
We had lots
although
of
these, this property is set back far enough it wouldn't impact
sorry to interrupt, but that's a good point. Because I think your goal was to talk about the whole process, not just the residential suites.
Yes.
And so you may get past 250 words because we probably should, people are still not understanding what we've done so far. So this is an opportunity to talk about what we've done, the decisions, and the residential suites.
I agree. People are still coming up to me saying the same thing.
So it's an opportunity to educate.
So as succinctly as possible, and maybe even some bullet points or something, you know, that this is, like I said, this is what we walked away with. This is where it stands now.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to be looking at this other piece. Please be a part of the process, because we're all going to get educated.
I like that, yeah.
And hopefully by the time that this publishes, which I don't think it'll be this week, it'll be the following week. By then, I would expect the date will actually be set for the hearing in all likelihood. And then we can literally say this will be a public hearing on this date and look for information on the topic at X. And
since people are I don't get the
paper. Maybe even listserv.
I don't get the newspaper. It doesn't come to my home. And there are a lot of people on vacation. So if there's a way that we can make sure that, we do publish that letter on our website, that it's possibly on the Central Houghton website, that it's also on the
Good idea.
Every little community website we can get this letter on to get as many people.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are going to be on vacation. Maybe they'll come back and check the website.
Yeah. It just couldn't come at a worse time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to make clear, John, that the request from the City Council came in after the hearings were all done. Need to be very clear that this is a new request, and we're accommodating the city by doing this.
Yeah. I'm really sorry we can't get this printed. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. You read it.
No, John. I really don't think we have a problem. If we, there's a total consensus here, approving the concept, approving what needs to be communicated, and so I think that and if you guys are willing to appoint John and me to reach a final version.
Yeah.
And if anybody else wants to be part of the process, up to we can only have three total, or else
it's violating. Meeting.
maybe it would be good with your background. I think it might be good for you to be part of the final process if you would. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So it maybe would be good to just have a motion to that. First of all, John, are you comfortable with that? Process going forward?
Perfectly.
Perfect. Okay. So I would like to have a motion from the council to approve having a guest editorial on behalf of the Houghton Community Council along the lines of the content and the positions that we've discussed tonight, presented or drafted by John, finally edited by Betsy and me, that will be a guest editorial that will be in the paper and at our website and the city's website.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? One thing that I can think of is, John, we talked about having the neighborhoods also shown as being part of that process. So as far as the way this is presented, usually these guest editorials that list the authors, I'm fine with having John be the author representing the Houghton Community Council, and I'm thinking it'd be good to show the presidents of each of the neighborhood associations. So you guys, that's cool for you guys?
Yeah.
And then get their final buy-in. That would mean that if they're going to be signatories to this, then they also would have some opportunity to refine this.
I think your name should be on there too, Rick.
I don't really care. John composed this thing, and John gets.
Well,
as far as I'm, I don't want to. I don't want to usurp his. He's done all the work.
It's not usurping. It's
But I think if you might make
Houghton
it cluttered.
Yeah, because you're the president. You are the chair.
Okay. Well.
So you guys.
You've been had.
You guys, and then.
I feel guilty because John did all the work, but I.
Saying John's name goes first. Yours goes down at the bottom somewhere.
Very good. All right. On that basis, I'm fine with it. So
here's
that's. Yeah. So with that, any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. John, did you?
I have follow-up.
Okay.
So Anna Rising from the Everest neighborhood is here with us today, so I'd like to reach out and just say thank you for all your support and assistance in getting this done. Thank you very much. And then number two, a follow-up to the city council's request of us to review residential suites. In the past, some of the zoning issues that we reviewed for the Houghton Everest Neighborhood Center, we did in conjunction with the Planning Commission. Then we deliberated alone. Then we met with the Planning Commission. I was thinking about that today and would like to run a trial balloon by everybody. Before I make the motion, I would like to ask your all's thoughts on all of our meetings and our deliberation be done with the Planning Commission so we don't have to go back and forth and take extra time. We meet, we have a public hearing, and we deliberate collectively so we can work out any differences, discuss with each other why we have differences, and hope, my hope for that is that we can come to a unified presentation to the City Council as opposed to what happened last time where staff had to say, Planning Commission wanted it this way, Houghton wanted it this way, they compromised here, they won't veto this, Planning Commission won there. I think it'd be much better to say, look, they both agree and here it is, yes or no.
John, you're talking about just for
the the residential suites.
Okay.
Because we have to have a hearing, and we're going to have to meet at least once with the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
And I'd like you all to talk about it, and then maybe I'll make a
I think that's a good idea in theory. The concern I would have, though, is the Planning Commission is an extension of the City Council, and we are representing purely our constituents versus, you know, City Council interests. And so we might not see eye to eye on issues, and that's kind of what we're here for, not to necessarily compromise, but to utilize the one power that we do have effectively and wisely, you know, not all the time, but use it when it's appropriate. And I think if we do that and negotiate with them before it goes to City Council, we're losing a little bit of what we've been chartered to do. But that's just my opinion.
Well, Betsy. You know, I worry a little bit about that too, and I'm wondering maybe we deliberate separately,
maybe perhaps, but then come together with them and kind of hash out, like, you know, I mean, then I don't know, because what it's been doing has been like we deliberate separately and then we don't get back together again, right, to like iron out our differences, then it starts going to, but not that they should have any more sway than we do, but I'm wondering if because the deliberation between when you get 15 people or whatever it is deliberating, you can't really get in depth on anything. I worry about that's too many people in a, you know, they say eight is like the maximum for a good meeting, you know. So I don't know.
Not only that, but I mean, their function is just to provide recommendations to City Council for their decision. But we ultimately, within our boundaries, have veto power.
Yeah.
So it's not an equal.
No.
It's not for our within our jurisdiction, it isn't equal power. They are simply proxies of City Council, which, you know, they have great experience, and I really respect the Planning Commission, but it is very different, I think. So I think it is important that we at least have some separate talks within our group.
We have to hold our,
I think that, first of all, it's not our decision to make unilaterally, because you would need them to buy in on it. I think in this case, everybody is going to be on the same page, as we don't have a lot of time, and the most expedient way to come to a solution is to have at least the interchange after the public process so that we're all together discussing the pros and cons. That doesn't mean that we necessarily come out with our final decisions together, but at least they get our positions and they can pretty well tell, you know, we can hear each other out
So why don't we have a lot of time?
Well, they need to get this done.
Well, then they should have introduced something new.
Right? They did.
We have processes that we use here,
Bill.
And they work.
And we're going to do our best to facilitate it. Okay. I think that we all are on the same page as far as this is just a very specific issue that I think that we can, you know, debate together, exchange. I think that it's really great to have John be, with his expertise, to be able to be present for the Planning Commission to hear directly from him his concerns. I've got some experience in that business as well, so I think we've got a real depth of knowledge in that area that would help to give that to them, and I want to hear what they have to say as well. And I am concerned about if we are trying to come to a final decision on a joint basis, that ultimately we have the trump card, and if we just say, well, no, we won't agree to it, it's gonna be a bad situation from their point of view. It's like, well, we won't do it, so tough luck. That's right. The recommendation. It's our way or the highway.
Do you know if they're talking about the city maintaining the ownership of that?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, because, in fact, I mean, I would be very surprised if they did.
Because I think, you know, as we learned before, who the landlord, the developer, whoever runs that thing, it's very important who that is.
Crucial.
As well. So we need to know that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, yeah. That's critical to that success of that concept.
Or quantify it.
At any rate, so John, if you want to make a motion to that effect, we can do it. I think it's something that we could handle just in the process.
I think I've heard the straw poll, and I think the way we've done it in the past sounds like the way we ought to do it in the future. So,
we are going to have a joint hearing.
We'll have a joint hearing, and we can have joint deliberation.
However, I did hear you say that make sure that we get together back with the Planning Commission afterwards. So,
well, that's what I was thinking. If maybe. Sometimes, you know, you just read their decision, but you don't know the thinking that went behind the deliberation, and that
and
I think that's
versa.
Where you were trying to
that's
get at.
That
I don't want to give
a
up our rights either. But.
Phone call with Mr. Shields to tell him we want to do it that way.
Oh yeah, I think that's the easy way to handle it.
So if
yeah, and to clarify, I was kind of pontificating on in general, not that just that specific issue.
Right.
No,
it was just in general because of the whole.
And I agree with
big
you.
Project that we had.
Yeah,
that was kind of my feeling. So,
so
I could be swayed on just this case.
All right, Mr. Quantificator.
Is it John proposed, right?
What's that?
You were proposing just in this instance.
Just in this instance.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think now, just based on the conversation, I'd modify it to we get together at the end to discuss it with the Planning Commission. I think that can be taken care of with a phone call to Director Shields and see what he says.
Are you saying that? We will make our decision right then and there, or will we have
That's
meetings?
A point. Because
well,
I
think we need to understand the timing, and we don't know at this point exactly when we're going to be having the hearing and when the City Council is expecting our recommendation. So let's wait and see.
Again,
it may be.
Let us not be cowed by a schedule, because this is something new.
Oh, yeah.
And if we need to have an extra meeting, it takes another month, and that's just the way it is, because that's what they've done.
Oh, Bill, yeah, we won't be forced into
so
something.
So when will we know that? When will we have our timeline? When will we have this information? Do you know?
Expect it to come very quickly.
Okay.
You know, this,
let's ask the staff that's here present tonight, Angel. What do you think?
I would also like to know why, if it is a shorter timeline, why? Specifically, because it just seems strange.
Well, if you guys remember, they originally wanted this HENC process to be completed last fall, as I remember. And so,
years ago.
Yeah. they've been granting us extensions. Now, this extension is something that they've initiated, but that's still, you know, we're way over the original target time frame for this. So let's see what comes, and you know, we don't have to necessarily agree to it. And John and I have had really good openness from the mayor when we meet quarterly with the mayor and deputy mayor to discuss how we're working together, and we'll be meeting with them in August, and so we'll have an opportunity to discuss this process with them directly. They've been really good at saying, hey, whatever it takes to get this right. They really have. Wouldn't you agree, John?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not concerned that they're going to now change the process. They'll give us the time necessary to make this work.
And we need whatever time, Bill, you're absolutely correct. We need whatever time we need to make sure that our constituents are heard and the process is followed, open and transparent.
Yeah.
It has to be that way. Or we should just say no. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, you know.
Speaking of saying no, this gavel is just about ready to say good night.
All right.
So with that, I call this meeting dismissed. Adjourned.
Unless anybody else has a phone.
So run out and grab your camera.
Oh, we can just use Kelly's.
That way I can drop.
Or
that way I can drop.
Oh, we can just use Kelly's. Or